Climbing past the Monza Bugani mountain hut, the vegetation thins out and gives way to the bare rocky landscape of the Moncordano Cirque. By creating chemical corrosion and erosion, water has affected the rock both on the surface and in depth. These are known as karstic processes. Karstic shapes, such as the Great Depressions known as dolines, collapse pits and remains of ancient caves with their ceilings worn away by superficial erosion. Glacial deposits and debris create a tormented and harsh environment. Here, traces of a geological history of over 230 million years are disseminated everywhere. Many of the countless entrances enable cavers to explore deep and vertical caves, with shafts over 200 meters deep, large halls, ravines, siphons, underground canyons, and streams alternating with very narrow passageways. Over almost a century of research, cavers have been patiently connecting the various caves, gradually reconstructing a huge single karstic system that stretches tens of kilometers beneath the Moncordano Cirque. It features some of Italy's deepest caves, which make the northern Grigna one of Italy's and Europe's most important karstic areas. The Grigna's caves are not easy to explore. Deep shafts and flooded or very narrow stretches, along with temperatures of just a few degrees above 0 Celsius, require the use of ropes, specific slings and harnesses, as well as technical, physical and mental training. To explore these caves, in fact, cavers and speleologists often spend several days and nights underground, looking for new passageways, measuring and mapping the underground voids, studying their shapes and salient features. Many define these people as upside-down mountaineers, but in actual fact, speleologists are geographers of the void.